He told the tales of the past custodian, men and women, whose minds had become ensnared by the caseless whispers, blurring the lines between their own memories and the echoes of the past. Ellera felt a shiver of equal parts fascination and dread. There was a seductive allure to these potent objects, a siren calling to the depths of history that both enticed and terrified her. One twilight, Augustus was conspicuously absent from his unusual haunts amidst the relics. Panic glared at Ellera and she ventured into the Emporion's labyrinth, where even the most intrepid visitors rarely dared to tread. There, amidst towering stacks of forgotten treasures, she found him. His usually imposing form was slumped into a warm armchair. His breathing shallowed, his circular eyes clouded with nameless fear. Surrounding him like accusing specters were artifacts pulsing with an unsettling energy. A cracked obsidian mirror, a soldier's dental canteen, and the intricate laryx box. In the moment of shattering clarity, Ellera understood. The burden of a custodian of relics extended far beyond mere guardianship. She wasn't to be obliged against oblivion, a listener to unceasing chorus of the past and its potential to consume the unwary. Radio ads. Car trouble? Don't get stranded.